This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump says he's determined it's best for the U.S. to remain a steadfast partner with Saudi Arabia, despite accusations surrounding the crown prince that he ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
We're not going to give up hundreds of billions of dollars in orders and let Russia, China, and everybody else have them. It's all about, for me, very simple. It's America first. Saudi Arabia, if we broke with them, I think your oil prices would go through the roof. I've kept them down. They've helped me keep them down. Right now we have low oil prices, or relatively. I'd like to see it go down even lower, but I think that it's a very simple equation for me. I'm about make America great again, and I'm about America first.
He acknowledged Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have had knowledge of the Khashoggi murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but views Riyadh as a counterweight to Iran's influence. Abandoning the kingdom, he said, would be a terrible mistake. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu was in Washington Tuesday and met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said Ankara has shared with U.S. officials the latest information from its own investigation. He said Turkey is determined to shed light on all aspects of the case, including those who gave the instructions to carry out the murder. The Saudi crown prince has repeatedly denied having any knowledge of the killing. The Central Intelligence Agency said it believes it was ordered directly by the crown prince. Pompeo said it's important to maintain close ties with Riyadh as a way to protect America's vital national security interests. Alfred Yekatom, former Central African Republic militia leader known as Colonel Rambo, will face international war crimes judges for the first time Friday at The Hague. He was extradited from CAR last week, where he is suspected of having committed war crimes and crimes against humanity, including murder and using child soldiers. This is VOA News.